Candidates Edward Bruner, Paul Higginbotham, and Pat Rogensack spoke at a forum yesterday sponsored by the Milwaukee Bar Association. They were asked for their judicial role models. Rogensack is one of the few women serving on the state appellate courts. One of her favorite judges is the first woman named to the U.S. Supreme Court, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sandra Day O'Connor I like because she always says why she gets from A to B. I may not always agree with the B that she gets to as the conclusion, but I like to know why. And if you read my opinions on the Court of Appeals, I always say why.
Another Supreme Court candidate, Dane County Circuit Judge Paul Higginbotham, says a cousin, A. Leon Higginbotham, who served on a U.S. appellate court, is one of his role models. Higginbotham also mentions former Supreme Court Justice William Brennan.
I thought he was incredibly intellectual and academic and very thoughtful, and those are the kind of skills that I bring. And so did my cousin, A. Leon Higginbotham, and as well as his passion and Justice Brennan's passion for people.
The other Supreme Court candidate is Barron County Judge Edward Bruner. Bruner says this election comes at a time when some individual rights are in danger.
Traditional issues of individual rights vis-a-vis the power of government. And for that reason, I think one of the people that I most respected for his leadership at a time when it was needed, when that same crisis faced the country, was Warren Burger.
Warren Burger was a chief judge of the U.S. Supreme Court. Bruner, Higginbotham, and Rogensack also differed on campaign finance issues. Bruner pledged not to take money from political action committees. Rogensack says she hasn't made up her mind on PACs, and Higginbotham says he would accept a PAC ban if there's a spending cap on the state Supreme Court race. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.